and welcome to another look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. I've just installed the latest version of DiffSpeak and set the root password. Now I'm logged in as root and at the command prompt. This I can double check by pressing the 8 key on the keypad to speak the current line.
Root up dark script.
If you use the last version of DiffSpeak or heard my past looks at Linux, you'll know that this has changed since the last version. Now, if you don't know what Darkstar is, actually it should be pronounced Darkstar, that's the default host name for your computer when you install Slackware, including DiffSpeak. We're about to change that to something that I think is more sensible, because I'm about to show you another way of getting your computer on the internet if you're using a cable modem, or DSL. We're going to do this through a utility called netconfig, which you actually should run even if you're using PPP or no internet connection at all, in order to set your host name to something that you like. If you're running PPP or don't have any internet connection, that's where it stops. If, on the other hand, you're using cable, DSL, or some other kind of networking through a network card, then netconfig will give you, hopefully, an easier way to configure that, instead of editing configuration files, as we did before. The user interface of netconfig is very much like that of PPP setup, in that it uses menus, OK and cancel buttons, and other elements of the GUI, which I think was done to make it more attractive to sighted people who are new to Linux. But that's okay, we can still use it with SpeakUp. So let's do it. I'm going to type netconfig and press enter.
NVGGOpenFIG. Network configuration, now you will attempt to configure your mail and TCP/IP. This process probably won't work on all possible network configurations, but should give you a good start. You will be able to reconfigure your system at any time by typing netconfig OK.
Alright, we press enter to move on to the real configuration.
Enter host name first. We'll need the name you'd like to give your host. Only the base host name is needed right now, not the domain. Enter host name. OK, cancel.
Wish the double talk would pronounce host name correctly. Anyway, I'm going to enter my new host name for my computer, which is Matt Camp, as it has been probably for a couple of years now.
M-A-T-T-T-A-M-P. Enter domain name for Matt Camp now. We need the domain name. Do not supply a leading. Enter domain name for Matt Camp. Okay, cancel.
Now, if I had punctuation turned on, I'd know for sure what it didn't want me to supply. But that's okay. We'll come back to changing the punctuation level later when I show you how to use the new SpeakUp config utility. For now, my domain name is selfhost.com, which is a free dynamic DNS service. This means that you can register your own host name at selfhost.com, and it will be permanent and be updated whenever you log onto the internet and log onto their site. This is useful because most of us don't have a permanent IP address on the internet, and though some of us would like to allow others a convenient way to connect to our machines for downloading files, for example. So I'm going to enter selfhost.com, and I may come back to that service in a future look at Linux, since I've written a convenient utility for logging onto their site, which I haven't yet released.
S-P-O-F-A-P-O-S-P-O-F-M. Set up for macamp.selfhost.com. Now we need to know how your machine connects to the network. If you have an internal network card and an assigned IP address, gateway, and DNS, use the static IP choice to enter these values. If your IP address is assigned by a DHCP server commonly used by cable modem and DSL services, select DHCP. If you do not have a network card, select the loopback choice. Move back to house, so the correct choice of your only connection to the network will be through a serial modem with SLIP or DPP, or if you are using a laptop network card, these are configured in /x/BCNCIA/. What type of network connection best describes your machine? Static IP, use a static IP address to configure Ethernet. DHCP is a DHCP server to configure Ethernet. Loopback, setup a loopback connection modem or no net. Okay, cancel.
The text that we just heard is almost right. If you're using a PCMCIA network card in the laptop, as I am, and you're using a cable or DSL service, you can choose static IP or DHCP, whichever one is appropriate for your service. And it will work as long as you have the network card inserted in the laptop when you start up and don't plan to take it out and maybe reinsert it later. So basically, if you use your laptop like a desktop while it's on the internet, that'll work. And that's what I do. If you want some more flexibility, say, if you want to boot up without the network card and put it in later, or if you want to take it out and then put it back in later, then you'll need to edit the /etc/pcmcia/network.opt file. And I covered that in Look at Linux number 4, which you can find in the main menu archive. So, for now, I'll choose DHCP.
Static IP, use a static IP address to configure Ethernet. Use a DHCP server to configure Ethernet.
I should also add that if you're using the static IP or DHCP option with a PCMCIA card, and you boot without the card in there, it may give you an error message during boot up, but it will go ahead and boot, and you can use your system offline. It's just that you can't insert the network card later and have it automatically come up on the internet. So, just wanted to make that clear. Now let's go on by pressing enter.
Probe for network card. If you like, we can look to see what kind of network card you have in your machine. And if we find one, create one /x/rc.d/rc.net as a script to load the module for it at boot time. There's a slight bit of danger that the probing can cause problems, but it almost always works. If you'd rather configure your system manually, you can skip the probing process and edit /x/rc.d/rc.modules later to have it load the right module. Probe, look for network cards to set up. Skip probe, edit /x/rc.d/rc.modules later. Okay, cancel.
Now, if you're using a desktop computer, you probably want to try the probe option, unless you know what driver module name to load for your network card and you feel comfortable editing the module's configuration file mentioned in that last block of text. If you're using a laptop with a PCMCIA card, you should choose the skip option, because the PCMCIA card is detected and activated when you boot the system or when you insert the card. So, I'll choose the skip option from this menu by going down one.
Probe, look for network cards to set up. Skip probe, edit /x/rc.d/rc.modules later.
And let's go on by pressing enter.
Network setup complete. Your networking software has now been configured. Okay.
We're done. So, we'll press enter to get out of this utility.
Brew that darkster.
The host name hasn't changed yet. It will, when you reboot or when you log in again. I'm not sure which. Next, I want to show you a new utility that I wrote called SpeakUpConfig, which gives you what I hope will be a more convenient way of customizing the most common settings in SpeakUp, the punctuation level, the speech rate, the volume, the pitch, and the tone. So let's start it by typing SpeakUpConfig, all one word in lowercase, as is usual for Linux commands.
SpeakUpConfig. 1. Punctuation level is some. 2. Rate is 5. 3. Volume is 5. 4. Pitch is 50. 5. Tone is 5. 6. Save settings and exit. 7. Exit without saving changes will last until next reboot. Enter your choice.
Now I want to change the punctuation level from some to all. So I'll type 1.
1.
And press enter.
The following punctuation levels are available. 1, 1, 2, some 3, most 4. I'll enter new punctuation level.
And you just type 4 and press enter.
4. Colon punctuation level is 0.2, colon rate is 5.3, colon volume is 5.4, colon pitch is 50.5, colon tone is 5.6, colon save settings and exit.7, colon exit without saving semi changes will last until next reboot. Enter your choice, colon.
Now I need to mention a bug that I found in version 0.09 of SpeakUp that wasn't there in version 0.08. Now when I use SpeakUp with my DoubleTalk LT synthesizer, sometimes the synthesizer will not speak the first character in a line. And we heard that there, where it didn't speak the one before the colon in the phrase punctuation level. So hopefully that will be fixed in a later version of SpeakUp. Now, just for fun, I want to raise the pitch a little. And unlike the punctuation level, which is actually a speak-up setting, the pitch is dependent on your synthesizer. That is, the default pitch will be different for each synthesizer, and the pitch range will also be different. So, for example, the pitch range for the DoubleTalk is much narrower than the range for the DeckTalk. So if we can get the DoubleTalk to sing, it will definitely be a bass or maybe a baritone. Anyway, I'm going to press 4 for pitch.
4. Enter new pitch colon.
And I'm going to raise it to 60. And note that if your entry is out of range, LoudSpeak will give you an error and you'll go back to the menu with no change.
6-0. 1 colon punctuation level is 0.2 colon rate is 5.3 colon volume is 5.4 colon pitch is 60.5 colon tone is 5.6 colon save settings and exit.7 colon exit without saving semi changes will last until next reboot. Enter your choice colon.
I don't really want to keep these settings, so I'll type 6 and press enter.
6. Root up darkster colon fill the number.
Now if I had typed 7, it would have saved the settings in the /etc/speakup.conf file, which you can then edit later for more customization of settings that aren't yet available using SpeakUp config only. And your settings will be loaded the next time you boot. Now there's one more thing I want to show you. I haven't yet told you how you can safely shut down a Linux system. If you just want to reboot, you can safely do that with Control-Alt-Delete. If you want to halt your system so that you can turn it off, then you can type shutdown space dash H space now. And to show you that SpeakUp will really speak everything from startup to shutdown of Linux, let's do it.
S-H-U-P-P-O-W-N space dash H space N-O-W. Broadcast message from root left parent Taiwan right parent Bujal 2021 colon 16 colon 52,000 .. The system is going down for system out now bank init colon switching to one level colon 0 init colon sending processes the term signal root at darkster colon field the number init colon sending processes the field signal running shutdown script /x/rc.d/rc.0 colon saving the system time to the hardware clock .. Card left bracket 53 right bracket colon shutting down socket 1 card left bracket 53 right bracket colon executing colon
And that's it. Power down is the last thing that the kernel displays when it's shutting down, and SpeakUp spoke everything right up to the end, since it's actually a part of the Linux kernel itself, the kernel being the heart of the operating system. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about my weekly look at Linux, you can email them to me at Matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And the time has come for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the fine people who put Main Menu together, this is Jonathan Mosen saying thanks for tuning in. See you next week.